Hey, it's just free money for buying gas.
There's no catch. It's simple. And you get your cash back right away.
Download the free GetUpside app now in the App Store or Google Play to save up to 25 cents per gallon when you buy gas. Use promo code TAN for a 25 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's up to 50 cents a gallon on your next fill up. You can cash out anytime to PayPal or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Earn cash back on gas on every fill up. Just download the free GetUpside app and use promo code TAN for a 25 cent per gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code TAN.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy. Some uncle I never knew called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars. And they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less. 800-391-8713. 800-391-8713. That's 800-391-8713.
I'm Attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, did you know your lawyer can take more money than you? That's right. You get hurt and the lawyer gets rich. Not very fair, is it? When you hire me, those worries go bye-bye-bye. I promise never to take more money than you. I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell.
More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam, ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. The Speaker of the New York State Assembly says Governor Andrew Cuomo has lost the support of the Democratic majority in the Assembly and could no longer serve as governor. More from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
The statement from Speaker Carr Heastie came after an emergency meeting of fellow Democratic members to discuss how the body, which has the sole power to impeach Governor Cuomo, should address the Attorney General's findings that Mr. Cuomo had sexually harassed multiple women, most of them state employees. Mr. Heastie said in a statement that it is abundantly clear that the governor has lost the confidence of the Assembly Democratic majority and he can no longer remain in office. He added, "We will move expeditiously and look to conclude our impeachment investigation as quickly as possible." Bernie Bennett reporting.
The White House supports the CDC's new moratorium on evictions despite questions about its legality.
The new moratorium would last until October 3rd and aims to prevent renters from losing their homes during a pandemic. President Biden allowed an earlier moratorium to expire, saying a Supreme Court ruling prevented an extension. Spokeswoman Jen Psaki says officials hope this new ban is on firm legal footing.
The president would not have supported moving forward if he did not support the legal justification.
The White House also appealed to states to expedite the release of federal rental aid that has already been approved. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Thousands of firefighters are preparing for a tougher fight against California's largest wildfire as extremely dangerous weather returns, threatening to stoke flames into explosive growth. Chester, California resident Brace Rhodes, who's ready to evacuate if necessary, tells Action News Now it's tough not knowing how quickly the Dixie Fire is moving.
The most difficult part, I guess, is just not knowing what's happening and where it's at. It's just, you know, it just explodes so fast, you just don't have time to react with anything.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 323 points, the NASDAQ rose 19, the S&P 500 declined by 20. More on these stories at townhall.com.
I'm Dinesh D'Souza. According to a recent survey, 20% of homeowners are saving over $500 a month, simply by refinancing their mortgages. They took advantage of these incredibly low rates, and now they have more money in their budget, which is why you need to call American Financing. Get a free mortgage review. See what you can save. There's no pressure, no upfront or hidden fees, just a simple conversation around which loan program may be a better fit. My stepson, Justin, is looking to buy his first home and called American Financing. He got an incredible deal, 2.875 and no fees. So because rates are really near all-time lows, anyone can benefit, whether you are a first-time buyer like Justin or already have a mortgage. It could mean up to $1,000 in monthly savings, but only if you call 888-528-1219. That's 888-528-1219. Or visit AmericanFinancing.net. American Financing, NMLS 182.
I'm Sam Peters, retired military officer, Bronze Star recipient, conservative business owner, and proud American patriot. For too long, we have felt the devastating impacts of liberal elected officials, the policies they force upon us, and sadly, those citizens that just get in line, forgetting the freedoms and liberties we have as Americans. In America, we have the right, no, the responsibility, to question our elected leaders. It takes courage, but it must be done. We must have the courage to say no to mandatory vaccines, critical race theory, socialism, and the censoring of our constitutional rights. We must hold our elected officials accountable and remind them that we elected them to represent us, not rule us. As you navigate your day to day, remember, do it with conservative courage, because this is your America, and liberty still matters. This message is brought to you by Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance, a local business operating with conservative courage. Call us at 702-870-4000.
It's 304. This is your KMCQ News Flash, powered by DeCastro Verde Law Group. If you've been injured, their family will fight for yours. It's back. The Centers for Disease Control has issued a new moratorium on evictions. The latest directive, which will last until October 3rd, will temporarily halt evictions in about 90% of the country, areas of substantial and high levels of COVID-19 cases. The new moratorium could help millions of families in their homes while states try to get federal rental aid to tenants to qualify. Zillow estimates that more than 35,000 households in Nevada faced eviction as the federal eviction moratorium expired this past weekend. Legal Aid Center of Southern Nevada officials, they say most tenants are confused about what to do. For months, state or local leaders have said that renters should take steps to protect themselves, like applying for rental assistance and communicating with their landlord on possible payment options. Some protections will be available via the recently passed Nevada Assembly Bill 486, which can delay the eviction process and allows landlords to apply for rental assistance on behalf of the tenant. Meanwhile, Nevada's two-week COVID-19 positivity rate is now 15.1%. That's a far cry from its low of 3.3%.
KCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Well, expect some delays on the downtown freeways with those lane restrictions really bottling things up there. 515 eastbound at Main Street, also 515 westbound at Eastern. You're pretty much bumper to bumper through there. Also very slow on Interstate 15 southbound at Sahara.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Number one. Time is running out.
Number one.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local for a Wednesday, a hump day, and that, of course, means Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach. Just a quick note, good to have Jim Dallas back in the saddle. He was on vacation for about a week. We missed his smiling face. Mark Thomas filled in, did a great job, but it's always good to have gentleman Jim Dallas back in the saddle. Chuck Muth, he has been busy writing Muth's Truths, and I just got to ask you, what got into you just in the last day writing about Mindy Robinson, with the headline being "The Fredo of Nevada Conservative Politics"? What the hell happened between the two of you?
Well, you know, this has actually been going on for 2 months now, and I've been trying to resolve this. I was hoping maybe she'd come to her senses and, you know, we could talk things through and she would understand that a lot of what she says and does is just plain wrong. She makes wild allegations and accusations about fellow conservatives that aren't grounded in reality, and she just went too far. And the unfortunate thing is, the reason why I finally had to bring this to light is that she can't be salvaged. She has no desire to be a conservative leader in this state, and she's leading people down a path of that is only going to hurt the conservative movement in this state, certainly not going to help it. And unfortunately, a lot of people have taken her at face value. They believe a lot of the things that she says, and it's just not true. And so I think people need to know what really Mindy Robinson is really all about.
Tell us how this latest episode began, complete with the pub crawl and all of that.
Well, what really started this was that I pointed out weeks ago, maybe even more than a month ago, that unlike Maricopa County, Arizona, where a forensic audit is going on, it's not going to happen here in Nevada. The reason that it's happening in Arizona is because Republicans control the state Senate, and the state Senate ordered it. The political reality in Nevada is the state Senate is controlled by the Democrats. The state Assembly is controlled by the Democrats. The governor is a Democrat. And all seven members of the Clark County Commission are Democrats. And the attorney general is a Democrat. So they are absolutely not going to allow anything even closely resembling what's going on in Arizona as far as an audit's concerned here in Nevada. And so I pointed that out, that, you know, it's great. You know, I'd love to see an audit also, but reality is it's not going to happen. And we need to figure out how we're going to deal with the 2022 elections under the new reality with the universal mail-in ballots that the legislature just passed for upcoming elections. We got to figure out a way to win and focus on that without wasting a whole lot of time on this audit. Now, Mindy came up with this ridiculous idea that the Constitution says you can charge these government officials with something she calls maladministration, and that, you know, they're going to be forced. You know, if we send them an affidavit and tell them you're guilty of maladministration if you don't do this audit, that they were going to comply, and they just laughed her off. They rejected it, and the only alternative is then for her to go to court and try to have a judge say that she's right and all these other officials are wrong, and that ain't going to happen in Nevada either. And she, you know, when you question her tactic on this and the possibility, I think she was just leading people into false hope. She just has this giant chip on her shoulder and just goes nuts, and she's got a foul mouth and tweets and emails that she sends to people. And, you know, I tried to work with her, you know, tried to help her see the light, but she just doesn't want to do it, and that's what really brought us to this point.
Tell us about the pub crawl, though.
Oh, the pub crawl. A good Republican. His dad was a former Republican Party chairman back in the 60s. I mean, you know, his sons have been very active in the Republican Party for decades now. And one of them, Bill Lobb, arranged a pub crawl at the Arts District this past weekend, in which we were celebrating the birthdays of Joe Brown, a longtime Republican leader, former Republican National Committeeman for Nevada, and Tick Sagerbloom, who's current Clark County Commissioner. And there were four different pubs, and it was a group of about 20, 30 people got together, and it just went from bar to bar, had a beer, and just talked some about politics, some about life. You know, it wasn't anything overtly political. But, you know, Tick came. I've known Tick for 10 years. He's wrong, as far as I'm concerned, 98 out of 100 times. But we've agreed on a couple of issues, and we're friendly with each other. So we took a photograph together. We while drinking a beer, he was having a glass of wine, and I posted on Twitter. And, you know, and Mindy just went ballistic. I mean, she just had a threw a hissy fit over it because we weren't wearing masks while we posed for this photograph in between taking sips of our drinks. And so that's what that was really all about. Now, granted, I mean, I've always been opposed to the masks, so, you know, it was nothing hypocritical of me. You can take your mask off while you're drinking or eating, so technically there's nothing wrong with Tick dropping his mask. He did wear a mask otherwise during the pub crawl, but for the photo he dropped his mask. You want to call him a hypocrite for that, you know, good luck. But her real problem was that I posed for a picture with a Democrat who supports the mask mandate, even though, you know, he and I have been friends for many, many years, or friendly many, many years. She just had a cow over that, and I just think she's wrong. You don't have to be blood enemies just because you disagree politically. Tick and I disagree, but we aren't disagreeable, and that's just the way I think it should be.
And I'm going to ask this a little bit later on of Mike Huckabee. I'm going to have Mike Huckabee on at 5 o'clock. And that is about this toxic environment that we call politics in America. How do we get out of this? I'm not even sure how we got into this, to be honest with you. But and I'm sure there's blame on both sides, Republican, Democrat. But how do we get out of this?
On both sides. You're absolutely right, Kevin. It is very toxic. And what's going to be required is for reasonable, serious minds on both sides are going to have to call out these grifters like Mindy Robinson on the conservative side. And there's people on the Democrat side who are just as bad. And when they do it, you got to clean up your own house. You can't let these people get away with doing what they're doing and making this toxic environment even worse. And that's why I did that with Mindy Robinson, and I think that you know, folks on the left are going to have to do that with some of the crazies on the Democrat Party side. And it's not that, you know, you can't have Republicans calling out Democrats. That's not going to work, and you can't have Democrats calling out Republicans. That's not going to work. Neither side in this environment are going to take the word from others. You're going to have to clean your own house. And so that's what I've attempted to do with Mindy Robinson and some of the others on our team.
Chuck Booth joining us, the president of Citizen Outreach. This is interesting. Yesterday, the governor opened up what he called a $6.7 billion listening tour, federal money coming into the state. And he was out with Dina Titus and with Zach Conine, the state treasurer. He's the guy that got the money under lock and seal, we hope. And they apparently were seeking input from around the state on how we should spend this money. Do you have any thoughts on how we should spend $6.7 billion of federal Biden bucks?
Well, I could say this. This was, again, what Governor Sisolak has done since day one of this COVID crisis has been political science, not medical science. Everything has a political tint to it, and this is another perfect example of the governor politicizing COVID and weaponizing it for his own political gain. And it's more acute now because we're in election season. He's up for re-election next year, and despite what some polls that I don't believe show that, you know, he's over 50% approval, I don't buy it, and I don't think he buys it, and he's going to have a real tough time no matter who the Republican nominee is come November 2022. Now, what should we do with the Biden bucks? Send it back. You know, that would be the best thing that we can do, because they're just going to waste it and they're going to squander it. Or here's what I would, if we're really going to use it, they keep on extending these rent moratoriums for people who aren't paying their rent. Now, they still owe the rent, but we all know that when the moratorium's over and they can be kicked out, they're not going to pay their back rent, and they're going to get kicked out. And those landlords, some of them are just, you know, people who bought a second house just for some additional retirement income, they're going to lose that money. They're not going to be reimbursed and made whole for the rent that they've lost for the last 18 months. So, okay, you were not kicking people out who didn't pay their rent. Don't give them the money. Reimburse these landlords who are getting screwed out of not getting the rent that they're legally owed because of these government-imposed moratoriums. That's the first thing I think we should do with that money.
Well, I'll be honest with you. It's $6.7 billion, and that's all taxpayer money that's coming back here. And my question is, why not give it back to the people?
But we've already done that. I mean, come on, we've gotten how many stimulus checks now? 2, 3, 4 stimulus checks and credits and everything else, and that's not helping the situation to give that money to everybody. If you really want to help people who are seriously injured by this, and you need to target it, and that includes getting rid of this federal bonus for unemployed people. We've got all these jobs that are open. I know of a hotel owner that I spoke with 2 weeks ago who's got restaurants that he's reopening, and he's got 200 openings that he just can't fill. He can't even get people to come in for an interview, let alone show up after the first day of work. And you're not going to have that until you kick these people off of unemployment, and you're not going to resolve this problem with the rent until you kick these people out who aren't paying their rent. As soon as you end the moratorium and you end these extended unemployment benefits, people will go back to work, and they'll start paying their rent, and that's when we'll start to get back to normal.
More coming up with Chuck Muth, the president of Citizen Outreach. We'll talk about another governor, Andrew Cuomo, who is in a bit of hot water. In fact, a lot of it. We'll talk about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
On air, online, or on demand, take AM 670 KMZQ with you wherever you go. Download the SimpleRadio.com app and make us your favorite today.
Carry on my wayward son, don't you cry no more.
Carry on, all the way to your locally owned Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care. With Meineke e-inspection, you'll know the problem and the fix. We'll send real-time updates, photos, and technician notes straight to your phone. Book online today and get a $17.95 basic oil change. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play. And it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
What's the financial fill-up in retirement? Here's Coach Pete to tell you more.
The sound effect? Wait, we used to hear that when you pull into the gas pump, but a financial fill-up is a way where you take that lump sum that you've built up for retirement, but you have no idea what kind of income you can get from it, and you translate it to a lifetime monthly income once you reach retirement that you can never outlive every single month. Every single month. You get another check.
Call 888-702-8898 or text VEGAS to 888-702-8898. Call or text the word VEGAS to 888-702-8898.
We all know the far left is waging a relentless assault on our core American values, pushing higher taxes, bigger government, dangerous sanctuary city policies, and extremist ideas like critical race theories in our schools. You're probably asking yourself, what can I do? Well, former Attorney General Adam Laxalt and his friends at Morning in Nevada PAC are hosting the 6th Annual Basque Pride on Saturday, August 14th. And while the event is sold out, the good news is that you have the opportunity to watch it live, online, for free. The speaker lineup is top-notch, featuring some of our country's leading conservative champions, like Florida Governor Ron DeSantis, Senator Tom Cotton, American Conservative Union Chairman Matt Schlapp, and more. The Basque Fry is Nevada's largest annual political event, and there's still a chance for you to live stream all the action, and it's absolutely free. To register, just go to MorningInNevadaPAC.org. That's MorningInNevadaPAC.org. Check it out. Paid for by Morning in Nevada PAC.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
What happens in Las Vegas gets talked about on Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. Chuck Booth joining us, the president of Citizen Outreach. And, of course, the big news over the last couple of days has been Governor Andrew Cuomo. My creepy meter just goes unhinged when I see him on TV. And I don't know whether there's anything criminal, if this is civil, and he's going to be in court for the next 3 years giving out millions of dollars to these 11 women. And there will probably be more. What did you think of his explanation? He did a taped explanation where he essentially denied everything.
Well, it's going nowhere. He's dead governor walking at this point. His political career is shot, and I hope he digs his heels in and refuses to leave. I hope they have to drag him out of the governor's office. This is great for Republicans, and I think it's wonderful to see someone like Governor Cuomo hoisted on his own petard. They do this stuff to Republicans all the time. And I love it when it comes back to bite them in the rear end. And as like I say, I hope he drags this out. I know that top Democrats, including President Joe Biden, has called for him to resign, and I hope he doesn't listen to him. I hope he stays in office, Kevin, and keeps this story in front of the American public for a long time.
My question is, will anybody go to jail? I mean, for instance, there are people around his administration that essentially tried to cover this thing up.
Well, I as far as the cover-up's concerned, I think even worse than this is the cover-up of all the senior citizens who died in nursing homes because of his decision to put COVID patients back into senior living facilities. I mean, I think that's death involved there. I hope that doesn't get swept under the carpet, even though they're trying to do it. And I suspect that as far as anyone going to jail, look, it's New York. The odds of that happening are probably pretty slim. We can always hope, but they'll find a way to cut a deal. They'll make amends. They'll pay out the women, like you said, large sums of money to make this go away. That's just the way business is done, especially in a liberal state like New York.
I want to ask you, speaking of people in politics, coming up later in the program, 4:05, I'll be joined by Congressman Mark Amadei from CD2. Do you have a feel for what his political future is? I mean, his name's been mentioned a bunch about running for governor, and people are starting to line up around the block to run against Steve Sisolak. As you mentioned, he is vulnerable. I'm curious what you think of Amadei and what his future might hold.
Well, I'll first say that going back to our conversation earlier about the rent moratorium, I'm sure it will come up in your program, and he was far more articulate in his statement in opposition to a further extension today than I ever could imagine being. So I'm going to listen in and hear him talk a little bit more about that. Politically, Mark has always kept his political cards very close to his chest. He and I have talked about a potential run for governor on numerous occasions over the past 6 months, but he's never given me any indication one way or the other which way he's going to go. My inclination is that he probably will not run for governor. He still could. It's not too late. He could announce after Labor Day and still make a go of it. But I get more of an impression that as it looks more and more like Republicans are going to regain control of the House of Representatives. He's got a level of seniority that means he's probably going to get some very choice.